It's time to talk about food and drink and restaurants and cooking and kitchens and food shows on TV and lots more. It's Food Talk STL with David Craig on 590 The Fan KFNS and KFNS.com.
Hello, good morning, and welcome to the show. Man, anytime you can be wearing short pants in December, it's a great day. Hi there, I'm David Craig. I'm your host on Food Talk STL. We're broadcasting from the Bomarito Automotive Group studio here at KFNS. We had hoped to be broadcasting from Vom Foss over on Manchester in Maplewood, right there on the strip across from Shop and Save. But we had some technical issues, and, well, that just didn't happen. It was interesting. Yesterday, it started as such a great day. You know, I had to deal with some medical people on the phone, and they were great. And I had to deal with Network Solutions about some website stuff on the phone, and they were great, and did some other stuff, and everything was going great. And then I got the call about 3 o'clock, David. The remote at Vom Foss is not happening. I did go by and see Anita today and was hoping, you know, one of the great things is she's got this cute German Swiss accent, but you can understand her. I love people who have an accent that you can understand, whether it's a regional American dialect or a foreign. I sometimes have issues with people who have heavy accents who you cannot understand. And I've had some of those issues. Well, let me tell you about some things that are going on. First, our show, we have a website. It's foodtalkstl.com. We have archives on there. We have interviews with people we've done since back in February when the show started. We are on Twitter at foodtalkstl. And something happened. We topped 1,000 followers this week, so that's a good deal. Also on Facebook, I have been posting a lot of things on Instagram. I was one of those people who always chuckled when people took pictures of food and drink, and now I'm one of them, and I'm posting them. My Instagram handle is David Craig STL. And we have an email address if you would like to contact the show. Questions, comments, criticism, advertising inquiries. And that email address is foodtalkstl@yahoo.com. Okay, so since we're not broadcasting from Vom Foss, actually, a couple of the people we thought we were going to have on are not going to be on. We do have some Maplewood friends who will be in for the second segment. Also, Paul Buzetta, who has a restaurant called Sapore, which was in Manchester and is now relocated to Kirkwood. We'll talk to him about what he's got shaken. But in the first segment here, we have a bunch of newsy notes to share. So we'll jump right into those there. Everybody Cooks is coming up Monday night, 7:30 on Channel 4. And Marianne Moore from the Dierberg School of Cooking at DePere, who was on the show with us 2 weeks ago. We were off Thanksgiving weekend because of Illinois football. Marianne Moore will be on there, and they'll have Barb, who's been doing the show for, I guess, a couple of decades. And also the, what was the guy's name? The chef who came in with the wine guy. Well, he'll be on the show as well. His name escapes me right offhand. I'll think of it at 12 o'clock when we sign off. Tyler Florence. Yeah, that's his name. Highway 61 Roadhouse is going to be on Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives with Guy Fieri on Monday the 10th. Now, I don't know exactly what time. Check your local listings. I did have dinner over there on Friday night after Thanksgiving. Our turkey was great. We got the Thanksgiving to-go dinner from Cello in Four Seasons Hotel, and everything was good, especially the turkey. And the pecan pie, and the Brussels sprouts, and the sweet potatoes. It was a tremendous Thanksgiving feast. But, you know, after a while, you get a little tired of turkey. And so we went out Friday night of Thanksgiving weekend to over here to Highway 61 Roadhouse in the neighborhood in Webster. Had the etouffee and the barbecue shrimp. And finally got to try the andouille arancini, which are these little balls that have risotto and cheese and andouille, and they're pretty darn good. Went over to Blackfin the other night. They were hosting the Public Relations Society of St. Louis Happy Hour on Thursday night, and had some good snacks and some good beer there. And Brendan and Howard were doing their SEC radio show right across the room. And they both picked Alabama to beat Georgia today. And as a Bama grad, I certainly second that emotion. Speaking of sports, and this is, of course, a sports station, 590, The Fan, KFNS. Tomorrow, the Rams play the Niners in the Dome. And it's interesting, the 49ers quarterback is the featured story on Drudge Report, or was this morning when I logged on. The KFNS tailgate event is in the Missouri Athletic Club lot. I went by there before the Jets game a couple of weeks ago. They have very good brats, and they have American Patriot beer, which I haven't tried. I didn't try it then. I started to, but I have a hard time drinking beer before noon. I know a lot of people who don't, but, you know, if that's your thing, go right ahead. And if that's your thing, stop by the KFNS tailgate tomorrow in the Missouri Athletic Club lot before the Rams and the Niners. I'll mention a couple of movies that are reviewed on my movie blog, DavidCraigMovies.com, because a lot of folks, you know, it's that typical thing, dinner and a movie. New movies this week, Brad Pitt in Killing Them Softly. What a violent, vile movie this is. And, you know, you see Pulp Fiction, and Pulp Fiction has, for all of its violence and profanity, it has a lot of redeeming values. This movie doesn't have those redeeming values. Also, Hitchcock, starring Anthony Hopkins, who doesn't really look that much like Alfred Hitchcock, but that was just a fun movie. I enjoyed that one a lot. And there are Thanksgiving openings from last week that are still around, and I highly recommend Silver Linings Playbook. With Bradley Cooper. I watched that one again last night on a screener. What a great, great movie. And also Jennifer Lawrence as his co-star. Life of Pi, visually stunning. And A Late Quartet. It's a movie for grown-ups, as is Hitchcock. And then also Anna Karenina with the gorgeous Keira Knightley. It's an oddly made movie, but, you know, if you like movies, go see that. I would say offhand, my faves that are in theaters right now, Silver Linings, Playbook, Skyfall, Argo, and Pi. Pi, not so much for the story, but for the visuals. Now back to the food world. Couple of food news items here. La Luma in the West End. It was, the cat finally got out of the bag this week that they're closing, or I guess last week, that they are closing their location there at Maryland and Euclid, and it'll be replaced by the Whiskey Steakhouse. I think that's one of the names I heard. It's going to be a steakhouse, and they're going to feature a lot of whiskey. La Luma is still around for a few more weeks yet. There was an interesting top 10 list from Zagat, the people who, I guess, they were kind of the predecessors of Yelp and Urban Spoon in the days before the internet. They did all these restaurant ratings, mostly in New York and the large cities, and then finally got into St. Louis. And this was posted yesterday on the St. Louis Business Journal's website. Zagat named St. Louis's top 10 restaurants. And I will read you the top 10. And these are not in order. These are actually, they're not even in alphabetical order, are they? Okay, well, here we go. Here are the top 10 restaurants in St. Louis, according to Zagat. And these are based on user input rankings. And here we go. The top 10 are Achero in Maplewood, Blue City Deli in Benton Park, Anthony's Bar downtown, Tony's, also downtown, The Crossing in Clayton, Niche, now in Clayton, Pappy's Smokehouse, oh yeah, in Midtown, Citizen Kane's Steakhouse in Kirkwood, and Bogart's Smokehouse in Soulard. And there you go. Those are the top 10, according to people who voted with Zagat. By the way, if you're just punching in, this is our show called Food Talk STL. It's a weekly show from 11 to noon on 590 The Fan, KFNS. I'm David Craig. And we do have some guests who will be joining us in a few minutes. Let me mention a couple of other things that are going on here. Monday night, it's the Taste of the NFL 2012. This is the thing that the Rams do every year. This year, it's at the St. Louis Area Food Bank in Bridgeton. less than 2 miles north of Rams Park. And here are some of the restaurants participating in this event. Now, the ticket's not cheap. It's $175. But the places there, Bistro 1130, Ruth's Chris, The Melting Pot, Brio, The Cup, Serendipity, hello, Becky, Companion Bakery, Shannon's, that's Mike Shannon's, Missouri Athletic Club, Highway 61 Roadhouse, Bugatti's Steak and Pasta, and Aramark, the corporate, or the, you know, the stadium catering company. Oh, gosh, let's see what else is on the news wire this morning here. You ever been to a Jimmy Buffett Cheeseburger in Paradise restaurant? Nor have I. He has sold that chain of 23 burger joints for $11 million to Luby's. They have all those cafeterias down in Texas. Drop by the new local harvest store in Kirkwood. Oh, that is nice. Not big, but roomier than their place over by Tower Grove. And my wife and I, we were just driving by. I said, let's just stop in for a minute and take a quick look-see. And we did. And she said, oh, my gosh, I'll be back. And it's always great when your wife says, yes, I'll be back. I'll be spending money here. Over Thanksgiving, Jimmy Kimmel ate at Winslow's home in U City. Andy Cohen ate at Niche. Now, Andy Cohen tweeted that he was there. And then they were both reported on STL today. Should restaurant owners and managers drop names, you know, when a celebrity comes in there? One owner told me, I said, how do you treat celebrities? He said, we treat celebrities just like anybody else. That's what most of them prefer. Now, I've found sometimes when you run into a celebrity out in real life and not in a celebrity situation, it's not like, you know, you want to say, hey, give me your autograph. Hey, I loved you on TV or, you know, when you played for the Cardinals. But sometimes, you know, you kind of acknowledge them with a little glance. I know I saw Ozzie Smith one time at Sam's Club. And from his body language, you could tell it's like I'm not in a situation where I want you to come up and ask for my autograph. But you kind of, you know, exchange a glance and you kind of like smile and nod, and that was okay. Once at Cardwell's at the Plaza in the 90s, our table was right next to Mark McGuire. And there were a few people who said hello, and he was gracious. But, you know, I think most of the time you kind of acknowledge, like I said, with a glance, a wink, a nod, and move right along. And not go by and say, oh, my kid loves you. Give me an autograph. Or my aunt or my uncle. You know, if you want an autograph, say it's for me. Don't lie. A couple of other news items to share before we go to our break here. The bacon food truck burned in San Francisco on the day before Thanksgiving. And the picture looked horrible from their website, which is baconbaconsf.com. Here's what they wrote. No one was hurt. The fire totaled the truck. The truck was insured. It didn't smell good. It wasn't due to grease, but we appreciate your sense of humor. We will get another truck. Now, they also have a bricks and mortar location, and I'm thinking this would be a great idea for somebody in St. Louis to copy. I mean, if you're on Facebook and Twitter, anytime somebody puts something about bacon on there, it gets retweeted. It gets likes galore. So a restaurant featuring bacon or a sandwich shop? Yeah. I mean, how could that fail? Well, if you didn't do it well, it could fail. The Food Network now has a restaurant at the Fort Lauderdale Airport. If you are flying down to South Florida anytime, since opening November 8th, the Food Network kitchen has averaged 1,500 customers a day. Quote here, it's the highest revenue producer at the airport. And they point out in the story, USA Today, that, you know, because you have to go through security, you have to get there so early, more people are actually eating in the airport. It doesn't mean that airport food is necessarily any better, but they're trying down there. Although I will say the Food Network venture at Busch Stadium, the hot dog stand down the first baseline and the lower concourse, I could never, you know, force myself to buy one of those, what, $11.50 hot dogs. And I know some people who didn't say great things about it. Let's see what else. A couple of other quick things here. Jeremy Kohler, an investigative reporter for the Post-Dispatch, posted an item on STL Today yesterday titled, Guy Fieri, what you have here is a tourist trap. Well, his wife had read the review, the disastrous review that the New York Times did of Guy Fieri's Times Square restaurant. And they figured, well, what the heck? I guess they were up there Thanksgiving week, and they said, let's try it. Let's presume. Let's give him the benefit of the doubt. He went on the Today Show and said, hey, yeah, we're not perfect, but we're trying really hard. And they figured it might be better. And according to Jeremy Kohler's article, it wasn't better. Here's what they had. They had 5 entrees, 2 appetizers, 8 beers, 3 sodas, 3 kids' meals, and a side of fries with tax and tip. The total charge to Jeremy's card, $326. And I hope he does not try to expense that we're doing an investigative piece in Manhattan. I think he was up there on a personal mission, as far as I know. We're going to come back, talk about what's shaking in Maplewood in a moment on 590 The Fan, KFNS.